Jerry Bader Show, 935. If you want to weigh in on this, get in right now. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. A listener just sent me an email link. I looked at that site last night. That's one of the sites I looked at. HonestGirlScout.com. They throw out a lot of radical names, but for most of them, I didn't really see a direct connection to the Girl Scouts. Again, I'm willing to withhold judgment to a degree on this, but the evidence I've seen right now that somehow Girl Scouts of America is this wildly pro-abortion organization, I'm not convinced. And I see no evidence at all of that in Wisconsin, nor that any of the money you spend in Wisconsin goes to pro-abortion causes. Most of the evidence I've seen on those websites attacking the Girl Scouts, at HonestGirlScout.com, in most cases, it named all these radical lefties, but gave very little evidence of any direct relationship with Girl Scouts of America, at least to my satisfaction. Two other thoughts on this. And again, if we see no calls, I'm moving on. Two other thoughts on this. I reached out to Sam Guzman, Communications Director for Pro-Life Wisconsin, asking him to come on the show. I have not heard back from him. Wisconsin Right to Life, which has a more direct relationship with legislatures on the issue, in the abortion issue, and I don't see them involved in this at all. So at this point, again, I'm willing to have my mind changed on this. I'm keeping an open mind on this. From the evidence that I have seen thus far, I'm not going to tell you not to buy Girl Scout cookies. And again, I went to all of the websites that, or I shouldn't say all, I went to several of the websites that are supposed to provide proof that the Girl Scouts of America is this wildly pro-abortion organization. I didn't see anything that convinced me of that. Sean from De Pere. Sean, how are you at the Jerry Bader Show?
How you doing?
Good.
Good. So I just wanted to give my two cents on that whole thing. My wife has been a troop leader for about 5 years, and my daughter's 12 years old. What they do on a national level, you know, the local troops wouldn't have any real influence on that. What I will tell you is that never in the 5 years has there been anything that's been suggested, recommended, you know, implied, however you want to phrase it, that, you know, it should, you know, to be more pro-life, pro, you know, or pro-choice, or any stand on any side of that issue at all. So, I mean, I don't know where they're coming up with that. And the proceeds actually that are stated on these, you know, these cookies, yeah, is not accurate either. I mean, at least not on a local level. Even the bakers and stuff are different from area to area.
Sure.
And who gets paid and how much is being paid for the boxes and how much the girls make. So, I mean, it's a very inaccurate information.
But the thing, Sean, that I think is important is where you said is, as a parent with a child involved on the local level, you have seen no type of indoctrination or the issue even brought up.
Right. And my wife goes to the different meetings and everything, and there's never any discussion. But I've been to some of the meetings. I'm one of the rare men that might be in the room, but there's never ever been anything. You know, my wife and I, and I'm not really a co-leader, but I kind of act like one. I help out. I'm at every meeting. There's never anything that is ever brought up about it.
All right, Sean, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. To Jim in Sheboygan. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I'm right there with your last caller. I mean, I've absolutely seen no issues of them, you know, forcing anything down the kids' throats. And even if you were to find all the evidence, I mean, one of your earlier callers said $1.5 million of the 3 million Girl Scouts was given to this international organization. Well, how many degrees of separation is that from each child selling Girl Scout cookies? You know, that's pretty far-fetched to go that far to say there's a pro-abortion issue. I bet if you were to dig into the Jerry Bader Show and your, you know, all your affiliates, if you go that far out, 6 degrees of separation, you're probably going to find something.
That's the way most of the evidence has felt to me. Now, a friend did send me this from the Daily Caller back in 2010. This is 4 years old. This was written by Sharon Slater. I'm a reluctant witness against the Girl Scouts. I was a Girl Scout myself, and I know of many honorable women who have devoted years of service to this program. But leaders, parents, and supporters and concerned citizens need to know that something has gone very wrong with the Girl Scouts. On March 1st, while I was participating in the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW, at the UN, I was asked to leave a closed-door girls-only meeting sponsored by the Girl Scouts of the USA. As soon as the meeting ended, I entered the room and from a stack on the back table picked up a booklet, Healthy, Happy, and Hot, produced by the International Planned Parenthood Federation. I was stunned as I flipped through the pages. The offensive booklet promotes sexual pleasures to teens. It includes such statements as, many people think, then it talks about it. The same day I reported in the Family Watch, the official newsletter of Family Watch International, where I serve as president, this vulgar booklet was available to girls in the meeting. Various news sources picked up the story, and the Girl Scouts promptly issued a statement, an official statement in which they denied they had distributed the booklets and suggested they'd been left by a previous group using the same room. However, this was the first day of conference, and the few groups that used the room before the Girl Scouts addressed two topics completely unrelated. Okay, again, at the grassroots level, has this stuff ever been handed out? I'm not dismissing it out of hand, but it's still, I want people to tell me, yes, I pulled my daughter out of Girl Scouts because they talked about sexuality, and they talked, I'm not hearing that from anyone. Susan in Clintonville. Susan, go ahead.
I just had one very simple comment, and that's every single year there seems to be something going on with the cookies. Leave the cookies alone, and if you're a parent that's concerned, talk to the leaders.
Leave
the cookies alone. People are going to buy them anyway.
Well, okay, and the thing is, in terms of that, and you've taken up two separate but important issues here. But let's deal with the cookie money. I haven't seen. Now, it's to me, I've seen some evidence that there are dalliances of girls of them. Maybe affiliating with people that I wouldn't be comfortable with. But in terms of the money going to pro-abortion causes, Susan, thanks for the call. I haven't seen any evidence of that at all. All right, I want to share straight ahead. We're going to move on. I want to share an email that I received on a topic that we took up yesterday. And I want to comment on this. It's really good. It's 9:43.
Jerry Bader Show.